This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy Israeli bombardment continues to shake Gaza City. Thousands of fleeing Palestinians are searching for shelter, as well as medical facilities, which have been forced to shut down altogether. Separately, an apparent Israeli airstrike killed at least 19 people in southern Gaza, according to local officials. Israel's new ground assault in Gaza's largest city is its latest effort to battle Hamas militant regrouping in areas that previously had been cleared, according to the army. The roads were destroyed. All has become rubble. Hamas has warned that the latest raids in Gaza City could lead to the collapse of negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage release. The CIA director has met with several to include more people in the negotiation process. NATO leaders continue to gather in Washington this week as a military alliance confronts the prospect of the return of NATO skeptic Donald Trump to the White House. The summit kicked off Tuesday, and heads of state will work to shore up transatlantic support for Ukraine in its battle against Russia. The summit kicked off on Tuesday. For host President Joe Biden, it's just as much about demonstrating he is capable of meeting the grinding demands of the presidency for four more years. The president said his work at the summit would be a good way to judge his continued ability to do the job. His reelection campaign has been in a tailspin following a stumbling June 27th debate performance against former U.S. President Donald Trump. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.